It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Cheney Stadium in Tacoma, where today the Rainiers host the first-place Oklahoma City Dodgers in the third game of a six-game series. The Rainiers have played very well so far on this homestand. Well, a lot longer than that. Tacoma has won 11 of the last 13 games overall, and that includes the first two games of this home series against Oklahoma City. The Dodgers came into town with the best record in AAA baseball. They still have the best record in AAA baseball despite having lost the last two contests. They're 72-36 on the year, and still the Raiders have managed to beat them twice already in this series, with game three of the six-game series being played here tonight. On the mound for the Raiders, right-hander Darren McCacken. McCacken is 6-5 with a 5.89 ERA. He'll be opposed by Oklahoma City right-hander Gus Varland, an opener, if you will. Varland's normally a reliever, but today he's going to act as the opener, and then they're going to bring in young right-hander Emmett Sheehan to follow him. Sheehan is the guy who's actually kind of stretched out to go five or six innings. So Varland will start, and then we'll see Sheehan, both right-handers for the Oklahoma City Dodgers. Well, the Raiders have been hitting a lot of home runs recently. They hit four more yesterday. Tacoma has now hit 31 homers over the last 13 games. We'll see if they can continue to knock the ball out of the ballpark here tonight. Yesterday's win was a fun one. We'll recap last night's Red Ears victory when the pregame show continues after this.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hardworking people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
The wait is over. Cheney Stadium's hallowed gates are open again, which means Tacoma Rainiers baseball is back. The sights, sounds, and smells of the ballpark are heightened after a long offseason. So grab the gang and kick off spring in South Sound splendor. Single game tickets to all the fun, food, fireworks, and family entertainment are available now at TacomaRainiers.com. Tacoma Rainiers, come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
Tacoma taking on Oklahoma City tonight, game three of the series. Red Ears won the opener to Slugfest 12-9 on Tuesday. Yesterday, the Red Ears kept hitting homers, but the game was much lower scoring. The Red Ears winning 6-4. Tacoma hit four homers last night. All of them were solo homers. Two by Zach Deloach, who has a career-high 17. Taylor Trammell and Cooper Hummel also went deep. The other Red Ears' big hit was a triple off the bat of Riley Unroe. Tacoma scored four in the second inning yesterday, led 6-1 after five behind the pitching of Adam Aller. The bullpen did cough up a few runs, but not too many, and the Red Ears ended up getting the win as Stephen Kolek got a terrific four-out save. So the Red Ears win it last night 6-4, and they have won five in a row overall, including the first two games of this series. They're going to try to keep it going tonight. We'll get to the starting lineups in tonight's game right after this.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
ProVac is ready to help you when you need us most. As experts in advanced industrial stormwater and sewer system maintenance, we have solutions for any size job. Our experienced and highly trained personnel specialize in hydro excavation, stormwater management, vacuum sweeping, full grouting, seal and repair services, pipeline jetting, as well as cable TV pipe inspections. With one of the largest fleets, we have proudly served customers, large and small, throughout the United States for more than 30 years, and we look forward to serving you.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in tonight's ball game. First for the visiting Oklahoma City Dodgers, who are the AAA affiliate of the Los Angeles Dodgers. Their manager is Travis Barbary. They have a record of 72 wins and 36 losses. Leading off for Oklahoma City, their designated hitter, Drew Avens. Batting second, the second baseman, Michael Bush. Hitting third and playing third base is Miguel Vargas. In the cleanup spot, right fielder Ryan Ward. Batting fifth, the center fielder, David Dahl. Yanni Hernandez hit sixth. He's the shortstop. Batting seventh, left fielder Justin Yurchak. Hitting eighth, first baseman Pat Valeka. And batting ninth, the catcher Patrick Mazika. On the mound, Gus Varland. Varland is 2-1 with a 2.30 ERA. The Tacoma Raiders enter play with 58 wins and 52 losses. The Seattle Mariners AAA club is managed by John Russell. Leading off playing shortstop is Ryan Bliss. Batting second, the right fielder, Zach Deloach. Hitting third, third baseman, Jake Shiner. In the cleanup spot, designated hitter, Taylor Trammell. Batting fifth, left fielder, Cooper Hummel. Hitting sixth, the first baseman, Robbie Tenorowicz. Batting seventh and playing center field is Adam Engel. Riley Unruh hits eighth. He's at second base today. And batting ninth, second baseman, catcher, Pedro Severino. On the mound, Darren McCacken. McCacken is 6-5 with a 5.89 ERA. Our umpires today, Dexter Kelly has home plate. Jose Matamoros is the crew chief. He's at first base. And over at third, it's Luis Hernandez. Tacoma and Oklahoma City. Game three of the six-game series from Cheney Stadium. That'll do it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch and the start of tonight's game right after this.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
The wait is over. Cheney Stadium's hallowed gates are open again, which means Tacoma Rainiers baseball is back. The sights, sounds, and smells of the ballpark are heightened after a long offseason. So grab the gang and kick off spring in South Sound splendor. Single game tickets to all the fun, food, fireworks, and family entertainment are available now at TacomaRainiers.com. Tacoma Rainiers, come for the baseball, stay for the memory.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
Well, good evening and welcome once again to Tacoma Raiders baseball as we are about ready to begin this one. The Tacoma Raiders and the Oklahoma City Dodgers from Cheney Stadium. And wrapping up his warm-up tosses is today's starting pitcher, Darren McCacken, a regular on the hill for the Raiders. McCacken making his 19th start of the year, 6-5 with a 5.89 ERA. 96 strikeouts in 102 innings with 25 walks issued. And McCacken ready to face Drew Avens, leadoff man for Oklahoma City, who hasn't played in the last five games for the Dodgers. Back in there today is the DH. He is one of their regular players this year, batting 249 with 11 homers and a 354 on base percentage. McCacken's first pitch is bounced to the right side, and there's Unroh to field it, and he flips it to Todorowicz. And one man is out on one pitch in the top of the first inning. So Evans grounds out to second base. One pitch, one out. And now Michael Busch will be the hitter. Game time temperature this evening at Cheney Stadium, 73 degrees. Another nice night for baseball. Supposed to warm up a little bit more over this coming weekend, and should be really nice here. Now the pitch to Busch is in there for a strike, 0-1. Busch having a big series, has hit three homers. Each team has a player who has hit three homers in the first two games of this series. Busch for Oklahoma City and Deloach for Tacoma. Here's a pitch called, a strike on the very upper outer reaches of the automated strike zone. McCacken looked a little surprised to have caught that one himself. Here's the 0-2 now to Busch, and it is a swing and a tapper foul, third base side. McCacken was the Rainiers' opening day starter, and the Rainiers opened the season with three games at Oklahoma City, so McCacken faced these guys on March 31st and allowed three earned runs in five innings and got the win in a game the Rainiers won 14-8 out in Bricktown. Rainiers haven't played Oklahoma City since that season opening series until this week. 0-2 pitch just outside for a ball. One ball, two strikes. McCacken works with a fastball that'll hit 91, 92 miles per hour. Has a lot of sink to it. Good slider, good changeup, and excellent command. Here's his 1-2 pitch. Up and away, two balls, two strikes. So Busch has worked the count even. Now here comes the 2-2 on its way. And it's inside, ball three. So full count now. And the 3-2 from McCacken is ball four just outside. And it's a one-out walk. Busch drawing the free pass, and he heads down to first base. Runner on with one out for Miguel Vargas. McCacken working with Pedro Severino behind the plate. Todorowicz will hold the runner on at first. Up the middle, Unroh is at second, and Bliss at short with Shiner at third. Outfield is Hummel in left, Engel in center, and Deloach in right. Here's Vargas, right-hand batter. And the pitch from McCacken is taken for a called strike, 0-1 the count. Vargas hitting .295 in 23 games for Oklahoma City with five homers. 0-1 pitch on its way now. And it's a check swing foul tip, strike two. So 0-2 the count to Vargas. Rainiers wearing their white jerseys and white pants today, and you know it's a McCacken start because they wear the home whites with the red hat. That's a pitcher's choice style. So now the 0-2 pitch is on its way, and it is a little low. 1-2. Oklahoma City wearing their Dodger blues with the gray pants. So a ball and two strikes to Vargas. And the pitch. Check swing, and did it hit him or the bat? The umpire is saying foul ball. And Vargas is in some pain. The trainer's going to come check on him, and the manager, Travis Barbary, is coming out and saying, hey, it hit my guy, not the bat. And the home plate umpire, Dexter Kelly, will explain that this is why I have it as a foul tip. And Barbary doesn't seem to be real happy about this. But he's not going to make an issue of it. So 1-2 to Vargas, who is being checked on by the Oklahoma City athletic trainer, Chelsea Ouellette. Vargas will continue this at bat. One out and a runner at first base here at the top of the first inning. Vargas clenching his left hand. Now McCacken ready. Here comes the 1-2 pitch on its way. And it is a fastball inside. Two balls, two strikes. Lights are on here at Cheney Stadium, but still plenty of daylight. Partly cloudy today. No wind at the start of this game. Wind was blowing out the first two games of this series. Now the 2-2 to Miguel Vargas. No, a throw to first instead. And back in safely is Michael Busch. So now McCacken's ready. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. And it's a swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him. And there's the second out at the top of the first inning. McCacken with his first strikeout. 97 on the year for him. He's got a good shot to hit 100 tonight. Two down at the top of the first inning. And now Ryan Ward will be the batter. Left-hand hitter, the cleanup man for Oklahoma City. Ward batting 246 with 15 homers, 73 runs batted in, and he yanks a foul down the first baseline. Out of play, strike one. Right, here's one. This series opener Tuesday, 12-9. That was the game where they had the seven-run rally in the third inning. Had a 9-1 lead after four. 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. Yesterday, the Red Deer scored four runs in the second inning to take the lead that they never gave up. They were ahead 6-1 after five and hung on to win it 6-4. 0-2 the count to Ward. And McCacken is set. Here's the pitch, and it's a swing and a miss. Strike three. Down goes Ward, and that wraps up the top of the first inning. Couple of strikeouts from McCacken. Oklahoma City does not score. No runs, hits, or errors. One man left. We go to the bottom of the first. Oklahoma City nothing. Tacoma coming to the plate.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
At Renewal by Anderson, we've got all your bases covered as your full-service replacement solution. We design it, we build it, we install it, and we guarantee it. See why over 23,000 Western Washington homeowners have had us on their team. Let us go to bat for you on your next window or patio door project. Call 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
Darren McCacken tosses a scoreless top of the first, and now the Red Ears come to the plate in the bottom of the first inning. Ryan Bliss will lead things off for the Red Ears. The Tacoma shortstop today got his first start at shortstop yesterday. First start since joining the Red Ears at shortstop. He's played it plenty of times in his career. This is just his eighth game with Tacoma. He swings at the first pitch and wraps it into right field. A base hit to open up the bottom of the first inning for Ryan Bliss. Hard grounder to the right side against Gus Varland. Varland with a start, his first start of the year for Oklahoma City. As he's a reliever, he's being used as the opener in this one. Varland 2-1 with a 2.30 ERA for the Dodgers. And in 31 and a third innings, he has struck out 38 and walked only 18. His pitch to Deloach is down and in for a ball, 1-0. Varland. Was a Rule 5 pick as here's a toss to first and Bliss is back. The Brewers drafted him in the Rule 5 draft this past winter from the Dodgers, and he made the Brewers opening day roster, made his big league debut at Wrigley Field. So here's a pitch down and into Deloach. Pitched in 8 games for Milwaukee. Allowed some runs, and the Brewers ultimately returned him to the Dodgers. So here's a pitch inside to Deloach, ball 3. Next pitch, called a strike, 3-1. Deloach, 1 homer on Tuesday, 2 homers yesterday. Ahead of the count here, 3-1, a toss to first and Bliss is back in. Deloach has averaged now at .293, 17 homers, 66 runs batted in, .401 on base percentage. Here's the 3-1, runner goes, swung on and lined towards center. On comes Dahl, and he makes the catch. Bliss is going to have to hustle back. Here comes the throw. They double him off of first base as Bliss was going on the pitch, and he made it all the way to second when that ball was caught, and he had to retreat to first base, and he got doubled off by David Dahl. So it is 8-3. On the line-out double play to the center fielder. And just like that, 2 men are gone to the bottom of the first. And now Shiner is at the plate, hitting .259 with 26 homers, 88 runs batted in, and the pitch is low and away for a ball, 1-0. Right, here's playing today's game with their two of their hottest hitters not in the starting lineup. So now the 1-0 pitch. Fouled away. Sam Haggerty not in the lineup today. He's been on a tear lately. And same for Brian O'Keefe. One pitch on its way to Shiner. And it's poured in there for a strike. What a 2. 98 mile per hour fastball from Gus Varland. Now the 1-2 pitch is popped up foul and out of play. Still 1-2. And the pitch is swung on and bounced on 2 hops to short. Fielded by Hernandez, tosses it to first for the out, and the inning is over. Right here's do not score. No runs on a hit. There were no errors and no one left. We go to the second inning of play here at Cheney Stadium. Tacoma and Oklahoma City are scoreless.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
No score after one inning of play here at Cheney Stadium. The Red Ears and the Oklahoma City Dodgers meeting up. And on the mound, Darren McCackett will face David Dahl, starting things off in the second, left-hand hitter. And McCackett's pitch is swung on and hit high in the sky to deep right field. Back is DeLoach, and he's going to have room, and he makes the catch. A step in front of the warning track, and one pitch, one out in the top of the second inning. Dahl hit 2 homers in the opener of this series on Tuesday. And he may have thought he was getting one right there, but he didn't quite get all of that one. Now the pitch, well, Yonny Hernandez is the batter, and Hernandez is taking his time getting situated here at the plate. Switch hitter bats left. Hernandez hitting 260, 3 homers, 425 on base percentage. And now McCacken's into his motion, and the pitch is taken down and in for a ball, 1-0. Hernandez, very patient hitter who drew 2 walks yesterday and 3 the day before. He's walked 5 times in this series and takes the next pitch down and in. 2 balls, no strikes. Here comes the 2-0 pitch. In there for a called strike, 2-1. Next pitch misses for a ball, 3 balls, 1 strike. McCackett into his motion, the righty from Long Beach State with the pitch, and it is called a strike on the inside corner. And it's a full count to Hernandez, who thought that was ball 4. But the computer umpire, which we are using tonight, called it a strike. Now the 3-2 on its way. And it's fouled off on the third base side. Now the payoff once again to Hernandez. Swing and a miss, strike 3. The ball gets past Severino. He goes to pick it up. Throws to first in time for the out. A strikeout in the scorebook. The putout goes 2-3. And this was one of the more exciting dropped third strike outs, as Severino had to hustle to go pick up the ball and then fire down to first. And it was close over there, but he got him. 2 men are gone at the top of the second inning. Strikeout number 3 for McCacken. And here's Justin Yurchak, and the pitch is outside for a ball, 1-0. Yurchak hitting 256 with 3 homers. More walks than strikeouts, 377 on base percentage. 1-0 pitch, down and in. 2 balls, no strikes. Yurchak, 26-year-old Infielder. Well, today he's playing left field. 2-0 pitches, a swing and a miss, and the count goes to 2-1. McCacken with the 2-1, and it's fouled back, and the count's even now, 2-2. No score, top of the second. Game number 111 on the year. The Red Ears 58-52 on the season. 2-2 pitch, just misses. Red Ears are 21-14 in second half play. One game out behind Las Vegas in the second half standings. 3-2 pitch is lined towards left center. That's into the alleyway. Racing over and making the sliding catch is Cooper Hubbell. And that is the final out in the top of the second inning. Nice play in left field by Cooper Hubbell, ranging into the alleyway to retire Justin Yerchak. Three up, three down. We go to the bottom of the second inning. No score between the Red Ears and the Dodgers.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hardworking people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
No score between Tacoma and Oklahoma City. We go to the bottom of the second inning here at Cheney Stadium. New pitcher in for Oklahoma City. The Dodgers bring in one of their pitching prospects, 23-year-old right-hander Emmett Sheehan, who is the bulk guy in this game. Normally starter, but they had the opener, Gus Varland, work the scoreless inning. And he allowed just the one hit, faced three batters because of a line drive double play. Sheehan's first pitch to Taylor Trammell is swung on and popped up on the right side. And the second baseman Bush makes the catch. One pitch, one out at the bottom of the second inning. Trammell retired, and now Cooper Hummel will be the batter. This is Emmett Sheehan's AAA debut. And his first game with the automated ball strike system. He was supposed to debut with Oklahoma City in June and get bumped up from AA Tulsa, but something happened with the Dodgers and they needed a starter. So instead, the Dodgers had him go straight to the big leagues, and he made his major league debut June 16th against San Francisco and pitched six no-hit innings in his major league debut. And he stuck around with LA for a while as a result. Here's his pitch to Hummel, and it is taken a little bit up and away for a ball, 1-0. And in his last game, he faced Oakland. So here's a swing and a miss, one ball, one strike. Made eight appearances for the Dodgers, seven starts, and went 3-1 with a 5.63 ERA in the National League. Now the count moves to 2-1 on Hummel. Sheehan just optioned to AAA. 2-1 pitch coming to Hummel. And it's a fastball down low. 96-mile-per-hour heater. Sheehan's out of Boston College, Dodgers' sixth-round pick in 2021. Next pitch to Hummel is called a strike, and the count goes full, 3-2. Hummel thought that one was ball four. Can't argue with the computer, though. I mean, you can, but not going to get very far. Three-two pitch on its way, and it's high, ball four. So Hubble does indeed draw his walk, and he heads down to first base with one out, and now Robbie Tanerowicz will be the batter. Tanerowicz, in his 12th game for the Red Ears, hasn't gotten hot at the plate yet, but he was crushing it at Double-A Arkansas before his promotion. Here's the pitch from Sheehan, and it's taken for a called strike, going one. One pitch, no, a toss to first, Hummel back in. Hummel has 22 steals in 26 attempts this season. He's definitely a threat to go. First baseman is Pat Valleca. He and Hummel were teammates here in Tacoma earlier this season. There goes Hummel. The pitch is outside. Throw down to second base is into center field. Hummel will hold at second base as the center fielder Dahl got on the loose ball quickly. So a steal for Hummel, is 23rd of the year. Runner at second with one out now, and a one ball, one strike count to Tanerowicz. Here comes the 1-1 now. And the pitch is low and away. Two balls, one strike. No score, bottom of the second inning. Two-one pitch coming. And it's swung on and fouled back. Counts even now, 2-2. This is game three of the series. The Red Ears will be here all weekend. 7:05 start tomorrow night with fireworks after the game. 6:05 start on Saturday, and then the day game on Sunday to wrap up the series and the homestand. That one's at 1:30, 1:35 to be exact. 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball called, strike three, and down goes Tanerowicz as that caught the very top of the zone. And Sheehan has his first strikeout at the AAA level. Well, he recently got the ball from his first major league strikeout. I don't know if he really cares about his first AAA strikeout now. Ryan Ears had a guy just go through the same thing. Is that yesterday? No, 2 days ago. No, yesterday. That's right. So there's one in for a strike to Engel. Devin Sweet made his AAA debut for the Red Ears yesterday after having made his big league debut already. There's a swing and a miss, strike two to Engel. So no balls, two strikes. Hummel leads from second. And the pitch is up and in. 1-2. One-two pitch. Was going to come, but time was called by the catcher, Mazika. Mazika and Sheehan, by the way, attended the same high school, and now they're battery mates in a AAA game. So here's a pitch outside for a ball. They both went to Salisbury School in Salisbury, Connecticut. They did not attend at the same time. They're 6 years apart in age. Mazika is 29, and his pitcher, Sheehan, is just 23. 2-2 pitch to Engel. Swung out and fouled back. Still two balls, two strikes. 97-mile-per-hour fastball there from Sheehan. He's got a live arm. Next pitch is outside. Full count, 3-2. Payoff pitch. Called strike three. Hit the very top of the strike zone with a fastball. And Engel goes down looking, and that does it for Tacoma here at the bottom of the second inning. No runs, hits, or errors. One man left on. We head to the third. Tacoma and Oklahoma City are scoreless.
Doesn't matter what industry you're in. These days, everyone's in the same business. Staying in business. And those rising insurance premiums everyone is facing aren't helping. At Propel Insurance, we get it. And we're working day in and day out to help clients adapt. We're finding their coverage solutions, keeping them in the know about changing regulations, and being there to answer a question at 5 a.m. on a Sunday, because that's just what a good partner does. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit Murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
No score between Tacoma and Oklahoma City. We go to the third inning of play. Pat Valenka will lead things off, followed by Patrick Mazika and Drew Avens. Valenka was with the Red Ears earlier this year, got traded to the Dodgers, and he's been with Oklahoma City. His first game with them was on the 4th of July. And he takes the pitch from McCacken up and in for a ball. Valenka hitting 240 at bats for Oklahoma City. 1-0 pitch, in at the knees for a strike, 1-1. Valenka had two hits here in the series opener on Tuesday. Didn't play yesterday. Now the 1-1. In there for a called strike. 1-2 now. Now a swing and a miss, strike three. McCacken got it with his slider, and that's his fourth strikeout of the night and 100th of the season. McCacken entered play today, fifth in the league in strikeouts, and up to 100 now. The league leader is Kenny Rosenberg with Salt Lake. He has 117. Now a pop-up foul and out of play by Mazika. There's strike one. Fan makes the catch, and he's quite pleased with himself. Why not? 0-1 pitch to Mazika, and it's a popped up foul on the third base side. Someone's going to get a chance over here, a fan, not a player, and it is not caught. Oh, to the count to Mazika. And this next pitch is up and away. Bukakin with 100 strikeouts this year now has 384 strikeouts in a Tacoma uniform. 1-2 pitch is hit in the air to left. And Hummel in a couple of steps, and he makes the catch. There's out number two. Mazika flies out to left. Two down for Drew Avins. Mukakin's fifth on the all-time Tacoma strikeout list, which dates to the start of the franchise in 1960. And he's only four strikeouts away from tying the number four man on the list, Ryan Franklin. Flacco. Frankie pitched for the Red Ears from 1997 to 2001 and then had a good major league career. Here's a pitch down and in to Avins. One-oh pitch. Inside, two balls, no strikes. And the 2-0 swung on and bounced foul first base side. 2-1. Two-one pitch is called a strike now, 2-2. Mukakin getting some serious movement on his sinker here in the early going today. The 2-2 on its way. And it swung on and fouled back. Still 2-2 to Drew Avins. No score, top of the third. Two pitch. Grounded sharply through into right field, a base hit for Avins. First hit of the game for the Dodgers. Drew Avins pulls a sharp grounder between Unroh and Tanerowitz on the right side of the infield. And he has the two out single, and now the dangerous Michael Bush comes to the plate. Bush walked his first time up, hitting 326 with 22 homers, 75 runs batted in. OPS of 1,054. And the pitch is down low for a ball. Bush is in the top five in the PCL in batting average, total bases, homers, runs batted in, on-base percentage, slugging percentage, OPS. One-oh pitch on its way to Bush, and it's fouled back, and the count's 1-1. And he did get called up for a stint with the Dodgers and had 45 at-bats and came away with 9 hits for a 200 average, and the Dodgers sent him back to Oklahoma City for more of that proverbial minor league seasoning. Here's a swing and a grounder to the right side. That's fielded by Unroh, who throws to first and gets Bush, and that wraps up the top of the third inning. No runs on a hit and no errors, one left. We go to the bottom of the third. Tacoma and Oklahoma City still scoreless.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
No score between Tacoma and Oklahoma City. We head to the bottom of the third inning here at Cheney Stadium. Right airs with the number 8 spot in the lineup coming up. It'll be Riley Unroe, Pedro Severino, and Ryan Bliss to face right-hander Emmett Sheehan. Sheehan beginning his second inning of work. They used Gus Varland as an opener, and he pitched a scoreless first. Pitch from Sheehan to Unroe is taken up high for a ball, 1-0. Unroe 3-for-13 in his brief time with Tacoma. This is his sixth game. And he swings and hits one high and deep down the right field line, but it hooks and it goes well foul. Home run distance for sure down the right field line, but foul for sure. So one ball, one strike to Unroe. Son of a major leaguer, Tim Unroe. Now Sheehan with his pitch, and it's a swing and a foul, and that's strike two. 1-2 the count. One-two pitch. Down and in, two balls, two strikes. Now a swing and a foul to the netting on the third base side. Still two balls, two strikes to Unroe. Unroe has spent the bulk of this season with the Mariners AA team, the Arkansas Travelers, team that is playoff bound in the Texas League. They won the first half title, and Unroe was a part of that. 2-2 pitch to Unroe. Swing and a miss, strike three, and Sheehan gets him. Third strikeout for Sheehan, third in a row, in fact, going back to last inning. And now he'll face Pedro Severino. The Rainiers catcher, Severino, hitting in the 9 spot today. And the pitch is inside for a ball, 1-0. Next offering, swing and a miss, and the count's even, 1-1. Here's a pitch that skips up to the plate. A changeup that got away, and the count goes to 2-1 to Severino. Sheehan, the 6'5" righty, into his motion, and the 2-1 is swung out and lined into the gap in right center. Racing over to cut it off is Ward. He kicks it, but he kicks it right to his teammate Dahl, who fires it into second. Severino slides in safely. He has a double. He hit this hard into the gap. Ward racing over to cut it off, reached out and had it hit his foot, and he kicked it, and it went right to Dahl, who nearly threw out Severino at second. And I'm fairly certain that is going to be scored a double. Man in scoring position with one out for Ryan Bliss. And the pitch is outside for a ball. Bliss single to right, his first time up today. That's a double for Severino. 1-0 pitch fouled back. So 1-1 to Bliss, just recently acquired from the Arizona Diamondbacks in the Paul Sewald trade. Came over with Dominic Canzone and Josh Rojas. Swinging a grounder right to short and fielded by Hernandez. He throws to third, and they get the tag on Severino for the second out of the inning. Severino broke for third on a grounder to the shortstop, and that didn't work. Tag applied by the third baseman, Vargas. So Bliss reaches on a fielder's choice. Severino thrown out at third, 6-5. Deloach the batter, and we'll see if Bliss can maybe put himself in scoring position. And that's what the Dodgers are worried about, a pickoff move right away to keep him close. Bliss with three steals already in just seven games for Tacoma. And he has a decent lead over there at first right now. And the pitch to Deloach is taken up high for a ball, 1-0. Bliss had 30 stolen bases at AA Amarillo before being promoted to Reno a couple weeks before the trade deadline. Next pitch, swing and a miss. And Bliss has 8 steals in 20 AAA games combined between Reno and Tacoma. So with the AA total, 38 steals on the year. There he goes. And the pitch is up high. Firing to second is Mazika, and they got him. The tag applied by the shortstop, Yanni Hernandez, and Bliss is caught stealing to wrap up the bottom of the third inning. No runs on a hit, no errors, and no one left. We go to the fourth. Tacoma and Oklahoma City are scoreless.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
No score between Tacoma and Oklahoma City. We head to the fourth inning of play here at Cheney Stadium. Vargas, Ward, and Dahl are the 3, 4, and 5 hitters in the Oklahoma City lineup, and they're due up here against Darren McCacken. Here's his pitch to Miguel Vargas, and it's swung on and blooped on the infield. It's going to be played on a bounce by Unroe, but he still has time to throw to first, and he gets Vargas for the first out of the inning. Well, this is the fourth inning. In three of the first four innings, McCacken has retired the leadoff batter on the first pitch. That's a very nice trend all around. Big fan of that trend. Here's Ryan Ward. And the pitch from McCacken is taken up and away for a ball, 1-0. Ward struck out swinging in the first. Next pitch is high, 2 balls, no strikes. Now the 2-0 is called a strike, the bottom inside corner of the zone, 2-1. Now the 2-1 pitch is swung on and hit in the air, foul out of play on the third base side. We'll check out what happened around the league last night. Get caught up on the news and notes from the Pacific Coast League. So here's the 2-2. And it's hit well down the right field line towards the corner. Deloach chasing it, hooks, and it goes foul. Foul ball. That was close to being trouble. Vegas beat Sacramento last night 9-4. The Aviators 22-13 in the second half, one game ahead of the Rainiers for the second half playoff spot. Kevin Smith hit a 3-run homer for Vegas yesterday, his 12th of the year, and Trenton Brooks hit a 2-run shot, number 16. The real stars, though, were the Las Vegas relief crew. Their bullpen went 5 1/3 innings and allowed only 1 run. 2-2 pitch. Down low, ball 3. Albuquerque starting to slide back a little bit after their hot start to the second half. Round Rock beat them yesterday 10-6. 3-2 pitch hit on the ground up the middle and into center field. A base hit for Ryan Ward. And that is the second hit for Oklahoma City tonight. A ground ball single past the feet of McCacken. He was the only person who had a chance to field that one as it shot through the center of the diamond. Now David Dahl will be the batter. Round Rock beat Albuquerque 10-6 yesterday. Sandro Fabian with a grand slam and 3 hits. Blaine Krim, 3 hits. Dustin Harris had a couple of hits, 2 runs batted in. Series went up high to Deloach. To a doll, pardon me, and the pitch is hit in the air to left, and back is Hummel, and he will make the catch at the warning track with a late adjustment, and that is the second out of the inning. David Dahl driving one to left, and Hummel went back to the track and then had to adjust towards the foul pole to make the catch, and he did, hauling it in for out number 2. Dahl retired. And now Yanni Hernandez is the batter. Hernandez struck out swinging in the second. He's 0-1. And he fouls one back. Sugarland hammered El Paso again last night, 8-1. Ronel Blanco with 7 shutout innings of 2-hit ball in El Paso. That's very difficult to do. He struck out 8, no walks. Luke Berryhill hit a 2-run homer. David Hensley, a couple of hits and 2 runs batted in for Sugarland. Now a foul out of play. So after the Red Ears took 4 out of 6 at Sugarland, Sugarland went to El Paso. They've won the first 2 games of that series, 18-1 and 8-1. 26-2. They've outscored them in the first two games of that series. Oh, with two to Hernandez. And the pitch is up and away. And Salt Lake won at Reno last night 12-3 as Kevin Padlow, who's been hot lately, hit a double and a three-run homer. 1-2 to Hernandez is hit in the air down the left field line. Hummel into foul ground, but it's out of play. For Reno yesterday in the losing cause, Kyle Lewis had two hits, including a two-run homer. He is taking advantage of his time in Reno and getting back in the swing of things, and he's hitting .353 with 13 homers and 49 runs batted in for the Reno Aces. And he's playing left field, not DHing all the time. 1-2 pitch. Called strike three. Down goes Hernandez, and that wraps up the top of the fourth. Strikeout number five for Darren McCackett. No runs on a hit, no errors, and one left. And we go to the bottom of the fourth. Tacoma and Oklahoma City are scoreless.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
No score between Tacoma and Oklahoma City. We head to the bottom of the fourth inning here at Cheney Stadium. Zach DeLoach, Jake Shiner, and Taylor Williams to bat here in the bottom of the fourth. DeLoach lined into a double play his first time up. He's been hot, 5-for-8 with three homers in this series, and he hits the first pitch in the air to left, but Yerchak is there, and he makes the catch. One pitch, one out at the bottom of the fourth. DeLoach flies out to left field, and now Jake Shiner will be the batter. Update on your Rainiers roster moves. Today, the latest Seattle Mariner waiver wire acquisition arrived. That is Ryan Jensen, right-hand pitcher from the Cubs, first-round pick in 2019. He is in the Rainiers bullpen. Series of pitch high to Shiner. And to make room on the roster, Marcus Walden was moved to the development list. Now the 1-0 pitch to Shiner is outside for a ball, 2-0. I think Walden's probably going to come off the development list and start a game on the next road trip in Sacramento, I believe. 2-0 pitch in for a strike to Shiner. Count goes to 2-1. That's the next Rainiers road trip. A week in Sacramento. Hopefully it won't be as scalding hot as it was the last time the Rainiers were there. There's a swing and a foul by Shiner. After this weekend, the Rainiers, you know, they hit the road to Sacto for a week, and then they come back here and have the two-week homestand that I'm looking forward to. And got Vegas, And Sugarland coming in back-to-back for 12 games in 13 days starting on August 22nd. It's going to be fun. 2-2 to Shiner. And it is a check swing, and he went, says the first base umpire on the appeal, ringing up Shiner. And that's the second out at the bottom of the fourth inning. Strikeout number four for Emmett Sheehan. And now Taylor Trammell will be the batter. Trammell popped up on the first pitch in the second inning. And he takes high. Now Sheehan ready. Here's his 1-0. And that's a swing and a miss. Trammell homered yesterday, had two hits. In fact, he's homered in each of the last two games. Up to 14 on the year for Tacoma, and he's only played in 51 games. He's been in the big leagues quite a bit. 1-1 pitch outside for a ball. Two balls, one strike. There's ball three. Up and in. On deck is Hummel. Sheehan with the pitch. Fastball poured in there for a strike at 97 on the gun. Full count, 3-2. And there's ball four outside. And Trammell draws the two-out walk. Second walk issued by Sheehan. And now Cooper Hummel will be the batter. Hummel walked in his first plate appearance today. And the pitch is swung out and fouled back. Hummel hit one out yesterday in the second inning, lifting a fly ball to right center that carried out of here. And with his walk earlier today, he's now reached base safely in nine straight games. Turn and a throw to first. Trammell drives in safely. Now the next pitch is up and away. One ball, one strike. There goes the runner. Pitch is down low. Throw down to second base. Not in time. Trammell steals second base. And that's his 10th steal of the year, and he's now in scoring position. Two and one to Hummel. Sheehan comes to the plate with his pitch, and it's a swing and a miss. 2-2. Now Trammell takes off for third. Pitch is high, and Mazika fires a scud into the dirt, and the ball gets loose in foul ground. And Trammell's going to score on the air. And the Red Air score the first run of the game under bizarre circumstances. Mazika, I think, started to throw and then changed his mind and tried to hold onto the ball and not throw it, and he lost it. And the ball just went straight into the ground in foul territory on the third base side and rolled down in front of the Red Ears dugout, and Trammell scored all the way from second base. That's the first run of this contest as now Hummel fouls one back. You score that a steal for Trammell. He steals third and then scores on the play on the air by the catcher. What a way for the first run to score. Now the 3-2 is fouled back, still 3-2. So the running game creates a run for the right ears. That's a Taylor Trammell solo run right there. Two pitch, swing and a miss, strike three, got him with a 98 mile per hour heater, and Hummel has struck out and the inning is over. Strikeout number five for Sheehan, but the Red Deer scored an unearned run, one run without a hit. There was a crucial error and no one left. We go to the fifth. It's Tacoma 1, Oklahoma City nothing.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home's safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
When things feel crazy, it's good to remember what you can always count on. At Propel Insurance, that includes agents who understand your business, a claims department that never quits, and smart risk management programs customized around your unique assets and risks. At Propel, we're here to help you thrive, no matter what's ahead. Let us show you how we can help with a complimentary risk assessment. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
We go to the fifth inning, Tacoma 1, Oklahoma City nothing. Justin Yerchak, Pat Valeka, and Patrick Mazika to bat in the top of the fifth. Darren McCackett on the mound. First pitch to Yerchak is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Yerchak lined out to left with Cooper Hummel making a nice catch his first time up. Next pitch is in there for a strike. 0-2 the count. Now a swing and a fly to center, and it's right to Engel, who makes the catch, and one man is out at the top of the fifth inning. McCacken gets Yerchak to fly out to center field. Now Pat Valeka will be the hitter. Now the pitch is up and in for a ball, 1-0. Now a swing and a grounder between short and third, and it's into left field. A base hit for Valeka, so he gets a hit against his former teammates from earlier this year. Ground ball single into left. Hit number 3 for Oklahoma City, and now Mazika is the batter. Mazika, left-hand hitter, flied out to left field earlier. Pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Now a swing and a liner to right, and there's DeLoach to haul it in, and that is out number two. Mazika lines out to right field. And now Drew Avens is the hitter. Avens has one of the three hits. He grounded a single through the right side in the third inning. And the pitch is in there for a strike, going one. Swing and a pop-up foul into the seats on the third base side. And the Cackets ahead of the count, 0-2. Rainier's just scored the first run of the game at the bottom of the fourth. The Cackets trying to close out the top of the fifth, 0-2 the count to Avens. Two outs, runner at first, and the pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three, got him with his changeup, and down goes Avid. Strikeout number six for Darren McCacken, and that wraps up the top of the fifth inning. No runs on a hit. There were no errors and one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the fifth. It's Tacoma 1, Oklahoma City nothing.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
We go to the bottom of the fifth. Right here's with a 1-0 lead, and the first pitch to Tenorowicz is a swing and a miss, strike one. Emmett Sheehan on the hill for Oklahoma City. It's about one unearned run in three innings. His next pitch is swung on and chopped slowly to the right side. Bush moves over to field it. Underhand flip to first in time for the out, and one man is gone at the bottom of the fifth inning. So Tenorowicz bounces out to second base, and now Adam Engel will be the hitter. Angles 0-for-1 with a strikeout earlier. Mariners off today. So now the pitch is up and in for a ball to Engel. The M's sitting on their 7-game win streak for an evening, and then return to action tomorrow with the Baltimore Orioles arriving in town. Next pitch is high, ball two. Baltimore played today at home. It was a day game. They beat the Astros 5-4, getting homers from Adley Rutschman and Ryan Mountcastle. And here's a drive to left off the bat of Engel, and back it goes, and gone onto the deck in left field. Adam Engel with his 10th homer of the year. And there's the Red Ears' first home run of this contest. And the Red Ears double the lead. It's Tacoma 2, Oklahoma City nothing. So Engel got into this fastball and lifted it out of here to left field. So 2-0 Rainiers. Engel with his 10th Tacoma homer this year. Here's a swing and a miss by Riley Unruh. He also had two for El Paso early in the year prior to being acquired by the Mariners. So he's got a dozen PCL homers this season. Pitch is fouled away by Unruh. That's strike two. Two pitch down low for a ball, 1-2. Now a swing and a little one hopper to third, fielded by Vargas, throws to first and in time to get Unruh. And two men are out at the bottom of the fifth inning. Yeah, hit that off the handle of his bat on one hop to Vargas. So two away. Here's Severino, who doubled his first time up. So the Mariners host a very good Baltimore club this weekend, starting tomorrow night. But as I noted, they played today. So they're having a, they're probably in the air right now, flying here from the East Coast. Now the pitch to Severino misses for a ball, 1-0. Mariners enjoying a day off in the middle of the homestand. That does not happen often. So here's a pitch in for a strike to Severino, 1-1. Now a swing and a miss, strike two. M's have gone 15-4 in their last 19 games to reach 10 games over 500. They had good results today without playing. So here's a swing and a miss, strike three. We'll get into that next inning as the Red Ears are done here in the bottom of the fifth. The Red Ears add to the lead, one run on one hit. The Adam Engel homer, there were no errors, no one left. We go to the sixth, it's Tacoma 2, Oklahoma City nothing.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
On we go to the sixth inning. Rainier's up 2-0 on Oklahoma City. Darren McCacken working on a three-hitter through five innings. He has thrown 73 pitches so far. And here in the sixth, he is working on hitters on the third trip through the lineup. It'll be Michael Busch, Miguel Vargas, and Ryan Ward. First pitch to Busch is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. Busch has walked and grounded out so far. Number two hitter in the Dodgers batting order. Next pitch is swung on and popped up foul, 1-1. So we're saying it was a good day for the Mariners, even though they didn't play today, because the two key teams that they're chasing both did play today and both lost. In the AL West, they're chasing the Astros. We're in first. They're chasing the Astros. Well, as long with the Rangers, as here's one that misses for a ball. Texas didn't play, but Houston did. And the Astros are also ahead of the Mariners in the wild card hunt. So now the 2-1 pitch is down and in, ball three. And the Mariners are now three games behind Houston, who has the number two wild card spot. And there's three teams that qualify in the wild card standings. Next pitch outside, leadoff walk for Busch. Second walk issued by McCacken, both to Busch. And now Miguel Vargas is the hitter. The team with the third wild card spot is Toronto, and they lost today. Cleveland beat them 4-3. Noah Syndergaard allowed one run in 5 2/3 innings and got the win. Beat Toronto, so the M's picked up a half game on Toronto. They're only 1.5 behind Toronto for the final wild card spot. Here's one in there for a strike to Vargas. It's August 10th. It might be a little early for this day-to-day minutia of the wild card race, but I don't know. Maybe it's not. Just winding down. 0-1 pitch outside for a ball, 1-1. See, the Mariners have played 114 games. So they've got 48 left. One pitch to Vargas. Inside for a ball, 2-1. Swing and a fly to deep center. A lot of territory back here. Engel on the move, and he makes the catch on the run and then fires it back in. Retreating hastily to first base is Busch. And there's the first out. Vargas with a deep fly to straightaway center. And making the play is Engel out in the deepest center field in the Pacific Coast League. So Vargas flies out, and now Ryan Ward is the batter. Ward's 1-2 with a single. And the pitch is inside for a ball. Next pitch in there for a called strike. 1-1. One pitch is swung on and crushed to right field, deep and back, and we are tied. Ryan Ward with a two-run homer to right field, and that evens up the scores. Tacoma 2, Oklahoma City 2. 16th home run of the season for Ward. As he drove that pitch out of here, got a slider and turned on it and hammered it to right field. First runs allowed by McCacken today. He left that pitch up. He knew it right away. And we're all even now. 16 homers, 75 runs batted in on the year for Ward. And now the pitch to Dahl is up and away for a ball 1-0. Rainiers have bullpen activity occurring. The 1-0 pitch is popped up behind third and foul and out of play. 1-1 to Dahl. Eduard Bizzardo loosening up in the Tacoma pen. 1-1 pitch up and in, 2-1. Two-one pitch is a check swing, and he held up in time. Three balls, one strike. Now pitches inside, ball four. So Dahl walks, and he's on with one out for Yanni Hernandez. And a trip to the mound now by the Tacoma catcher, Pedro Severino. And here comes pitching coach Jairo Cuevas as well. And they're buying some time for Bizzardo as McCacken, who really cruised through the first five innings, has run into some trouble here in the sixth. And the results are clear. A leadoff walk, a very deep fly ball that was caught, a two-run homer, and now another walk. And his pitch count is at 90. He's near the end of his game. He is going to face Yanni Hernandez. Yanni's 0-for-2 in this game with a couple of strikeouts. McCacken is set. Here's his first pitch to Yanni Hernandez, and it is down and in for a ball. Dahl being held on at first by Tanerowicz. And the pitch is taken high. Two balls, no strikes to Hernandez, and McCacken shaking his head. Ball isn't going exactly where he wants it to go right now. Here's the 2-0. Ball three with a change that faded away from the left-hand hitter. Now here comes the 3-1. Swung on, bounced to second, fielded by Unroh to Bliss for one, on to first, in time for two. The Rainiers get the double play as McCacken on a 3-0 count gets Yanni Hernandez, a speedy guy, to ground into a 4-6-3 double play to wrap up the top of the sixth inning. And McCacken gets through six full, although Oklahoma City does tie it up in the top of the sixth. Two runs on one hit. The Ryan Ward homer. There were no errors and no one left. We go to the bottom of the sixth. It's Tacoma 2, Oklahoma City 2.
Rainiers baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Well, we go to the bottom of the sixth inning, tied up 2-2. New pitcher for Oklahoma City, the former Rainiers outfielder and Mariners outfielder, James Jones, the lefty. Now a relief pitcher, and his first pitch to Ryan Bliss is down low for a ball. Jones pitched yesterday, worked a 3-up, 3-down eighth inning, and he's right back in there today. 1-0 pitch to Bliss is taken inside for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Jones in relief of Emmett Sheehan, who went four, allowed two hits and two runs, one earned, walked two, struck out six. 2-0 pitch is in there for a strike, and the count goes to 2-1. It's our first look at Emmett Sheehan. He looked pretty impressive. 2-1 pitch, up and in, ball three. Three-one pitch coming, and it swung on and lined into right, and coming in and unable to get it is Ward, and the ball skips past him. Bliss thinks about going to second, but puts on the brakes because Ward did not have that ball get far from him and was able to retrieve it quickly. It's ruled a base hit. Ward attempting a sprawling catch and unable to haul that one in. So Bliss has his second hit of this game. He is aboard to start the bottom of the sixth, and now Zach Deloach is the batter. And the pitch to Deloach is in there for a called strike, 0-1. Next pitch, pulled foul down the right field line, 0-2. Next pitch, high for a ball. Mariners drafted James Jones in the fourth round in 2009 out of Long Island University. And he was in the Mariners outfield in 2014. Here's a grounder to the second baseman and a push to Hernandez for one on to first, and they turn the double play. Deloach grounds into the 4-6-3 twin killing. And now Jake Shiner is the batter. Jones played in the outfield for Tacoma in 2014 before his initial call-up, and then a lot of the 2015 season. So here's a swing and a miss by Shiner. And then he got traded to the Texas Rangers. Trades from the past. Remember this one? 1-1 now to Shiner. It was James Jones and Tom Wilhelmson to the Texas Rangers for Leonis Martin, Anthony Bass. And then later the Mariners added Patrick Kivlahan to the deal, sent him to Texas. 2-1 now to Shiner. It was with the Rangers where Jones converted to pitching. Here's the pitch, and it's lifted towards right, but not deep. And there to make the play towards right center is Ward, and the inning is over. Rainiers do not score in the bottom of the sixth. No runs on a hit. There were no errors and no one left. We go to the seventh. Tacoma and Oklahoma City are tied up 2-2.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org. The PROVAC team can help you protect the environment and meet the Clean Water Act standards by implementing BMPs. Let us help you stay in compliance with your stormwater permit requirements and site-specific stormwater pollution prevention plan implementation by scheduling a preventative maintenance evaluation and service. Our experienced operators specialize in stormwater and sewer line jetting, root removal, storm detention and retention, vault cleaning, and pipe and pond cleaning. Ask to schedule a meeting with our sales team today.
We go to the seventh. It is a 2-2 tie here at Cheney Stadium. The Red Ears and the Oklahoma City Dodgers. New pitcher for the Red Ears, Eduard Bizzardo, is in for his second appearance since joining the Mariners organization. Picked up at the trade deadline from Baltimore. Bizzardo will face Justin Yurchak, Pat Valeka, and Patrick Mazika here in the seventh. Pitch to Yurchak is in there for a strike, 0-1. Another good outing for Darren McCackage. Six innings, allowed four hits and two runs. They were earned, walked three, struck out six, and he'll get no decision. So now the pitch is inside to Yurchak, 1-1. But a quality start nonetheless for McCackin. One pitch coming. And there's a fastball for a strike, 1-2. One-two pitch coming. Swing and a foul back. Still 1-2. One, two coming. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Bizzardo fans Yurchak, and one man is out at the top of the seventh inning. Got him with a slider. And now Valeka comes to the plate. He's 1-for-2 with a single. Pizzardo with the pitch, and it is a breaking ball in for a strike. Oh, one pitch, swing and a miss. Oh, to the count. So no balls, two strikes. Bizzardo into his motion, and it's a breaking ball outside, a slider, 1-2. Bizzardo, 27 years old. He's been in the big leagues with both Boston and Baltimore. 6-foot righty from Venezuela. 1-2 pitch. Swung on and popped up behind first. A foul ball. Tanerowicz is by the dugout and leaning and made the catch up against the screen with first base umpire Jose Matamoros right there to make the call and make sure this foul ball did not hit the netting on its way down. Tanerowicz catching it and then falling into the netting. And he makes the play. Nice play by Robbie Tanerowicz at first base. Two down in the top of the seventh inning. And now Patrick Mazika is the hitter. And the pitch is low for a ball, 1-0. Mazika's flied out and lined out, 0-2. Next pitch coming. Breaking ball again, called a strike. 0-2. Tie game in the seventh. Correction on the count, the 1-1 now, and it is low. So now the count's 2-1 to Mazika. Now a fastball hit in the air to right field, struck well. Deloach back, and he lost it, and it took a bounce and goes over the fence for an automatic double. And Mazika will be awarded second base. Twilight sky here in Tacoma right now, and Deloach lost this ball. He did kind of make it look like he knew where it was, but ultimately he didn't. And it bounced on the warning track behind him and went up and over the fence. So an automatic double for Mazika. And Deloach has played outstanding defense for the Red Airs this year, and he just lost sight of that baseball. Here's Avens, and the pitch is swung out and fouled back there, strike one. So Oklahoma City has the go-ahead runner at second with two outs, and their leadoff hitter Avens at the plate. Well, one pitch. Swung on, grounded towards third. Diving stop by Shiner. He gets up, throws to first, and it is in time for the out. As Tanerowicz was able to reel in the throw while keeping his foot on the bag, and the inning is over. Oklahoma City does not score in the top of the seventh inning as Jake Shiner makes the diving play to wrap up the top of the seventh. There was one hit, one runner left on base. It's the seventh inning stretch. Our score, Tacoma 2, Oklahoma City 2.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Just had the seventh inning stretch here at Cheney Stadium. We're tied up 2-2. Taylor Trammell leads off the bottom of the seventh against James Jones. Left versus left, and the pitch is a slider in there for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Trammell has popped up and walked so far today, and he's scored one of the Red Ears' two runs. Next pitch is in for a strike, 0-2. So no balls, two strikes. Time called for a moment. Trammell's going to think about the situation here. Now Jones is ready. And the pitch is breaking ball low and away, and Trammell able to hold up. One ball, two strikes. Now the 1-2, slider outside. Two balls, two strikes. Now a swing and a bouncer to first, and that's fielded by Valleca, and he takes it to the bag and puts out Trammell. One away in the bottom of the seventh inning. Cooper Hummel will be next. Hummel has walked and struck out 0-1. Now a swing and a foul tip into the catcher's mitt. There's strike one. Next pitch is outside for a ball, 1-1. Rainiers were up 2-0. But Oklahoma City tied it with a two-run homer in the sixth by Ward. Now the 1-1 is up and in, 2-1. And so now we're into the late innings with a tie game on our hands. Now Jones with the 2-1 pitch to Hummel, and it's down and in, ball three. One coming. Check swing, and he went. That is strike two. So full count, 3-2. Hummel calls time and steps out for a moment. There is activity in the Oklahoma City bullpen. They have a right-hander throwing. Three and two, the count. Here comes the payoff. And it is up and away, ball four, and a one-out walk drawn by Cooper Hummel. So he heads down to first. And Robbie Tenorowicz will be the batter. And that might be it for Jones, as they could be bringing in the right-handed reliever here, and that's exactly what the Oklahoma City manager, Travis Barbary, is going to do. So he's going to the pen, bringing in the right-hander. Runner at first, one out in the bottom of the seventh inning. We'll take a break for this pitching change. With the score, Tacoma 2, Oklahoma City 2.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
2-2 tie, Tacoma and Oklahoma City. We're at the bottom of the eighth inning here at Cheney Stadium. Bottom of the seventh inning. Getting ahead of myself. Bottom of the seventh inning. And the Red Deers have a runner at first and Cooper Hummel with one out. Tanerowitz coming up. Oklahoma City's brought in the Major League veteran, Ken Giles. And Giles did spend a little bit of time with both the Mariners and the Red Deers last year. Now trying to get back to the big leagues with the Dodgers. The righty's first pitch to Tanerowitz. It is actually a pickoff move to first, and back in is Hummel. Giles, like James Jones before him, pitching back-to-back games. He worked a scoreless inning yesterday, a scoreless seventh. Struck out a couple of hitters. And Tanerowitz faced him yesterday and bounced out to third. Pitch is outside for a ball. 1-0 the count to Tanerowitz. Now Giles ready. Here comes his 1-0 pitch, and it is in there for a called strike. 1-1. Now the 1-1 pitch, breaking ball, called a strike on the inside edge. 1-2. Giles, a world champion with the Astros in 2017. Here's his 1-2 on its way to Tanerowitz. No, another throw to first, and Hummel's back in standing up. Giles came up with the Phillies, traded to the Astros, matriculated to Toronto. And then five games with the Mariners last year. 1-2 pitch, up high, 2-2. Had injury problems that cost him the 2020 and 2021 seasons. And most of last year as well, which was his comeback. Two pitch, outside, ball three. So full count to Tanerowitz. Runner at first with one out. Giles has already made two pickoff moves, so Hummel will probably be on the move here. And there he goes, and the pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. Throw down to second, goes into center field, and Hummel's not going to advance any further. He stops at second. It's a steal for Hummel, but Tanerowitz struck out for the second out of the inning. So the go-ahead runner is in scoring position with two down for Adam Engel. Engel homered in the fifth, and at the time that gave the Red Deers a 2-0 lead. Giles comes set. And the pitch is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Here comes the 1-0 now. Down in the dirt. Two balls, no strikes. So Engel with the count well in his favor. The 2-0 pitch, called a strike. with a fastball, and it's 2-1. That one hit the very upper outside corner of the automated strike zone. 2-1 now to Engel. And the pitch is up high. 3-1. Well, first base is open. Riley Unruh on deck. Three-one pitch coming. Down and in, ball four. So Engel draws the walk. He'll head down to first base. And Unruh will be the batter. It seemed pretty clear right there that Giles wasn't going to give Engel anything to hit. Giles knows that Engel's been in the big leagues for the last 6 years or so, and now he'll face Riley Unruh, who just recently was promoted to AAA Tacoma. Unruh's 0-for-2 today. Does have a big hit in his brief time with the Red Ears. In the Sacramento series, right when he got called up from Arkansas, he takes one down and in for a ball, 1-0. He had a key hit in extra innings. And the pitch misses for a ball, 2-0. July 21st at Sacramento in the 11th inning, Unruh had a go-ahead RBI single in a game the Rainiers won. Jose Rodriguez throwing in the Tacoma pen. 2-0 to Unruh. Up high, ball three. So three balls, no strikes. A walk would load him up for Severino. 3-0 pitch. High and away, ball four. Giles missing badly with those last couple of pitches, and the Red Ears have loaded the bases on walks here in the seventh. One walk issued by James Jones, two by Ken Giles. There are two outs. Pedro Severino coming to the plate. He's 1-for-2 with a double in this game. Giles is set. Here's his pitch. And it is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. Severino should be patient here. Giles is obviously struggling with his control. Now the 1-0 is a fastball called a strike. Got the outside edge. Hummel at third, Engel at second, and Unruh at first. 1-1 pitch. Up high, 2-1. So Severino out ahead of the count. Here comes the 2-1. Check swing. The pitch was up and in. Appeal to first. He held up in time. Three balls and one strike to Severino. Ryan Bliss on deck. Nowhere to put Severino. Bases loaded, two outs. The 3-1 pitch. Swung on and lined towards right center. It gets down for a hit. Hubble scores. Here's Engel. He's going to score. Moving to third is Unruh. It's a two-run single for Pedro Severino. And the Red Ears have regained the lead. It is 4-2. Nice at bat for Severino. Getting ahead of the count. And then getting a pitch he liked. And hitting it into right center, calmly stroking the pitch into right center field for the two-run single. And Tacoma's out in front, 4-2. And they have runners at first and third with two down. And Ryan Bliss comes to the plate. He has two hits today already. Giles with the pitch, and it's down and in for a ball, 1-0. So the Red Ears are back out in front. Now Giles with a 1-0 pitch. Up and in, two balls, no strikes, as that one caused Bliss to bend backwards out of the way. 2-0 the count. Now the pitch misses, ball three. A walk would load him up for Deloach. There is a lefty warming up in the Oklahoma City bullpen. And the pitch is called a strike, 3-1. John Rooney, the lefty in the OKC pen. 3-1 to Bliss. Popped up. First base side might be playable. Valleca over. He's out of room. It lands in the box seats, and Bliss stays alive. The count is now full, 3-2. Well, the runner from first base will be on the move with the full count and two outs. That's Severino with Unruh coming down the line from third. The 3-2 is swung on and grounded foul. Still 3-2 to Bliss. Parent club of Oklahoma City, the Los Angeles Dodgers, also in a close game. They're tied with the Rockies 1-1 at the bottom of the eighth inning. That game is at Dodger Stadium. 3-2 to Bliss, and the payoff is a swing and a miss, strike three, and that wraps up the bottom of the seventh inning. But the Red Ears break through thanks to the walks and then the key hit. Pedro Severino with the two-run single, two-run score on just one hit. There were no errors and two runners left on base. We go now to the eighth inning. It's Tacoma 4, Oklahoma City 2.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
The wait is over. Cheney Stadium's hallowed gates are open again, which means Tacoma Rainiers baseball is back. The sights, sounds, and smells of the ballpark are heightened after a long offseason. So grab the gang and kick off spring in South Sound splendor. Single game tickets to all the fun, food, fireworks, and family entertainment are available now at TacomaRainiers.com. Tacoma Rainiers, come for the baseball, stay for the memory.
On to the eighth inning, it is Tacoma 4, Oklahoma City 2. Eduard Bizzardo pitched a scoreless seventh. He's going to start this inning on the hill facing Michael Busch. And the first pitch to Busch is taken up and away for a ball. Right here's the bat, Jose Rodriguez warming up in the pen. Now the 1-0. Is a breaking ball in for a strike, 1-1. Right here's just took the lead, regained the lead in the bottom of the seventh on the Two out, two-run single by Pedro Severino. 1-1 pitch to Bush. Inside for a ball, 2-1. Now the pitch is fouled away, third base side. Even count, 2-2. Bizzardo in his second appearance for the Red Ears. His first came on Tuesday. He went one inning and faced four hitters. He allowed a solo homer. Dahl hit a homer off him. So now the 2-2 to Bush is inside. And then this is second outing with his new team. He's going more than one inning. Although his pitch count isn't that high. Right around 20 at the moment. 3-2 pitch coming to Bush. And it's a swing and a miss, strike three. He got him. So he strikes out Michael Bush. One away in the top of the eighth. Second strikeout for Bizzardo. And now Miguel Vargas is the batter. Vargas 0 for 3 with a strikeout, a ground out, and a flyout. And the pitch is down low for a ball, 1-0. One oh pitch. Inside for a ball, 2-2. Well, we've got to at least look at our Mariner Farm report because so many runs scored in the organization last night. So here's a breaking ball in for a strike to Vargas. Double-A Arkansas scored 17. Advanced Class A Everett scored 12. And Low-A Modesto scored 20. 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss. All four full-season teams won, including the Rainiers, who scored a measly 6 last night and won 6-4. Arkansas got 17. Spencer Packard was 4-for-5. Isaiah Gilliam hit a grand slam. He has 19 homers. And Robert Perez Jr., a three-run shot. 2-2 is fouled back. Advanced A, Everett scored a dozen. Cole Young had 3 hits. Harry Ford hit his 14th homer. Gabriel Gonzalez also went deep, and Hogan Windisch hit 2 homers for Everett. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Bizzardo got him with his slider, and down goes Vargas. Back-to-back strikeouts for Eduard Bizzardo. And now Ryan Ward is the hitter. Ward 2-for-3 with that game-tying two-run homer in the sixth. And the pitch is in for a strike. And then Low-A Modesto scored 20 with their third baseman, Josh Hood, going 5-for-7 and scoring 4 runs. And the 0-1 pitch in for a strike, 0-2. And Luis Suispo, a new player for Modesto, had 4 hits with 2 homers, 5 runs batted in yesterday. They just sent him to Modesto from the Arizona Rookie League. Next pitch down low for a ball. 1-2. One-two pitch. Swing and a miss, strike 3, and down goes Ward, and Bizzardo strikes out the side here at the top of the eighth inning. A 95-mile-per-hour fastball just put away Ryan Ward. Impressive inning for Eduard Bizzardo. And that does it for Oklahoma City at the top of the eighth. We go to the bottom of the eighth. It is Tacoma 4, Oklahoma City 2.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
At Canon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Canon Electric, your home's safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at canonelectric.com for more information.
One of the important keys to storm system maintenance lies in preventing sediments and debris from entering your storm drains. Our ProVac Regenerative Airwet Vacuum Sweepers are the perfect solution for the job. Using controlled blasts of air to dislodge debris, it is then vacuumed up into a ProVac hopper. Our Airwet Vacuum Sweepers are available for one-time services as well as continuous maintenance year-round. And remember, our 24-hour emergency fuel and oil spill response team is always available for immediate service.
On we go to the bottom of the eighth. Tacoma looking to tack on insurance runs. They lead this game 4-2. John Rooney, new pitcher in for Oklahoma City. The lefty will face Zach Deloach, Jake Shiner, and Taylor Trammell. He's in relief of Ken Giles, who went 2/3 of an inning, allowed 1 hit, 1 run. It was earned, walked 2, struck out 2. Here's the pitch to Deloach, and it is taken low for a ball. Deloach quiet in this one, 0-for-3 with 2 double plays, although one of the double plays was a line drive to center double play with the runner on the move. So here's a swing and a grounder, foul first base side. So 1-1. Rooney in his ninth game for Oklahoma City. 1-1 pitch outside for a ball. He's 0-1 with an 8.38 ERA and 9 2/3 innings. Looks like Riley O'Brien's going to get the ninth for the Red Ears. He's warming up in the pen. 2-1 pitch low and away. Recently O'Brien and Stephen Kolek have been kind of sharing the closing duties. Kolek got the save yesterday. 3-1 pitch fouled away. Full count now, 3-2 to Deloach. So 3 balls, 2 strikes. Deloach back into the batter's box. Payoff. Swung on, hits high in the sky to center, and David Dahl is lining it up, and he makes the catch, and one man is out at the bottom of the eighth inning. So Deloach flies to center. And now Jake Shiner is the hitter. He's 0-for-3 today. And the pitch from Rooney is in there for a strike. In the ninth for Oklahoma City, it'll be Dahl, Yanni Hernandez, and Justin Yurchak who are due up. 5, 6, and 7 hitters. 0-1 pitch grounded to short. Backhand pickup by Hernandez. Throw to first in time for out number 2. Shiner grounds to short. So Taylor Trammell will bat with 2 outs and no one on. Trammell's 0-for-2 with a walk and a run scored. the pitch is up and in. Next pitch, bounce towards third, backhanded by Vargas. He throws high to first, and Trammell is safe. And the ball went over the head of Valleca and bounced right back to him. So Trammell had to hold it first. He's being credited with a hit because it looked like he was going to beat this out anyway. And it's an infield single for Trammell. So that's the sixth hit for the Red Ears tonight. And now Cooper Hummel is the batter. And Rooney with a pickoff move, and Trammell is picked off. He's now running towards second. He's being chased, and he is tagged out by Valleca despite Trammell's efforts to trick Valleca and dance around. Valleca eventually tagged him out. So Trammell picked off, 1-3 on the play, and that does it for the Red Ears in the eighth. No runs on a hit, and no one left. We go to the ninth. Riley O'Brien's going to try to finish this one up. It is Tecoma 4, Oklahoma City 2.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88. Lucky Eagle.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88. Lucky Eagle.
On to the ninth, it is Tecoma 4, Oklahoma City 2. Riley O'Brien in from the bullpen for the Red Ears to try to close this out. The Seattle native 2-4 with 8 saves and a 2.85 ERA for Tecoma this year. 41 innings pitched in 37 games. He's allowed 31 hits, has struck out 59 and walked 26. And O'Brien will face David Dahl to start things off. And Riley's pitch is a curve inside. There's ball one. So first pitch breaking ball from O'Brien, who goes fastball, cutter, curveball. Here's his 1-0 on its way to Dahl, and it's a fastball in there for a strike. 96 on the gun, 1-1. Well, Oklahoma City's parent club, Los Angeles, they just won their game against the Rockies. Now the pitch is in for a strike, 1-2 to Dahl. They take that game 2-1. Clayton Kershaw returning from the IL to start it. Next pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three, but the ball gets past Severino and goes to the backstop, and Dahl is... Well, he went straight to the dugout. Oh, they called him out. The plate umpire called him out and said that was not a live ball despite it being not caught. And I'm not entirely sure why. Unless there was... Well, now the pitch to Hernandez is taken low for a ball, 1-0. Delivery is in the dirt. Two balls, no strikes. Hit him. There we go. The replay crew. Thanks, guys. He swung and missed at the pitch, and it hit his foot. Once it hits his foot, it's a dead ball. He can't run it out. So that's strike three. That's why Dahl was not awarded first there. Here's a drive towards left center off the bat of Hernandez into the alley. It's deep and gone. It clears the fence in left center field. A solo homer for Yanni Hernandez. And that is his fourth of the year. And it's now Tacoma 4, Oklahoma City 3. And for Riley O'Brien, that is only the second home run he has allowed the entire season. As he has just been terrific at keeping the ball in the ballpark, but Hernandez gets him here. So now it's a one-run game, and Yurchak is the hitter. And the pitch is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. Yurchak's 0-for-3 in this one, was robbed of a hit his first time up on a nice play by Cooper Hummel in left. 1-0 pitch from O'Brien. Outside, two balls, no strikes. Two-oh pitch coming. And it's grounded towards first. That's fielded by Tanerowicz behind the bag, and he'll get up and take it to the base himself for out number two. Yurchak grounds out, two away in the top of the ninth inning. The Red Ears are an out away from victory. Pat Valleca comes to the plate for Oklahoma City. Was with the Red Ears for the first 3 months of the season. Traded to the Dodgers. And now O'Brien faces him with two down in the ninth. Bases empty, a one-run game. And O'Brien's pitch to Valleca, and it's a swing and a miss and a cutter, and there's strike one. Now O'Brien comes set. Here comes the 0-1 pitch on its way, and it's outside with a breaking ball. One and one. Next pitch coming. Swing and a miss. Nice curve there from O'Brien. 1-2 the count. Right here's trying to put this one in the win column, looking for their sixth in a row. O'Brien's ready. The one ball, two strike pitch is on its way. Outside. Two balls, two strikes. On deck is Patrick Mazika. And the pitch is low for a ball, 3-2. So three balls, two strikes. Two down in the ninth. O'Brien with the payoff, and it's a swing and a miss, strike three, and down goes Valleca, and that's the ball game. The Tacoma Red Hairs are winners, 4-3, the final score. That is six consecutive wins for Tacoma. They've won 12 of their last 14 overall, including the first three games of this series against first place Oklahoma City. The Red Hairs get the win, 4-3. The final score. We'll recap it in the Tacoma Red Ears post-game show coming up next.
think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Red Ears win. They do it again. Six in a row, including the first three games of this series against first place Oklahoma City. Tacoma takes this one today. 4-3, the final score. Well-pitched ball game on both sides. Darren McCacken really strong for the Red Ears today. Kept Oklahoma City off the scoreboard until the sixth inning. Meanwhile, the Red Ears didn't score in the first against the opener, Gus Varland, or in the second or third against the bulk pitcher, Emmett Sheehan. In the fourth, the Red Ears broke through with the first run of the game. There were two outs and no one on. Taylor Trammell walked with two outs. Seemed innocuous enough at the time, but then he stole second base. This was all with Cooper Hummel at the plate. Trammell stole second base. Then he stole third. And the catcher, Mazika, on the pitch, came out of his crouch and started to throw down to third base and changed his mind halfway through it, tried to hold on to the ball, couldn't because of his arm motion, and he ended up throwing a scud straight into the grass in foul territory on the third base side, and the ball scooted down towards the Red Ears dugout, and Trammell didn't stop running. He rounded third and headed home and scored the first run of the game on a strange error charged to the catcher, and the Red Ears were ahead 1-0 in the fourth inning. They added a run in the fifth when Adam Engel continued the Red Ears' binge of home runs with a solo shot to left onto the deck, his 10th of the year, and that was the Red Ears' 32nd homer in their last 14 games. And it gave Tacoma a 2-0 lead in the fifth. In the sixth, McCacken was visibly tiring, and he walked Michael Bush. And after a very deep flyout, Ryan Ward hit a two-run homer, and that tied the game up 2-2. McCacken walked the next hitter, Dahl, and then fell behind Yanni Hernandez 3-0. And then one pitch just changed it. On the 3-0 pitch, he got Hernandez to ground into a 4-6-3 inning-ending double play, and McCacken got through six full innings, allowing just the two runs on that homer. He left the game with the score tied 2-2. In the top of the seventh inning, Eduard Bizzardo, making his second appearance in the Mariners organization, pitched a scoreless inning. It included a web gem at third by Jake Shiner and a web gem at first by Robbie Tanerowitz. In the bottom of the seventh, the Red Ears took the lead. Former Mariners outfielder James Jones, now a pitcher, with one out of the seventh, walked Cooper Hummel. Then Ken Giles, another former Mariner but a pitcher, relieved Jones, struck out Tanerowitz for the second out, but then he lost it. He walked Adam Engel. He walked Riley Unroh to load the bases. He fell behind Severino, three balls and one strike, And Severino then got a pitch in the zone, and he calmly lined it into right center field for a two-run single, scoring both Hummel and Engel, and the Red Ears were back out in front 4-2. They would not score again. They did not need to score again. Eduard Bizzardo struck out the side in the eighth, getting the Dodgers' three most dangerous hitters to strike out swinging in order, Michael Busch, Miguel Vargas, and Ryan Ward. Then in the ninth inning, the Red Ears went to Riley O'Brien, and after he struck out David Dahl to start the inning, Yanni Hernandez roped a solo homer to left center, just his fourth of the year and only the second home run that Riley O'Brien has allowed this entire season. That made it 4-3. But O'Brien shook it off, and he got Yerchak to ground out and struck out Valleca, and this one is in the books. The Red Ears winners today 4-3. Here are the final totals for Tacoma. 4 runs, 6 hits, no errors. They left 3 on base. Oklahoma City, 3 runs, 6 hits, 1 error, left 5 on base. Winning pitcher, his first Red Ears win, Eduard Bizzardo. He's 1-0. Saved to O'Brien, his ninth. James Jones takes the loss. He's 0-1. Time of the ballgame was 2 hours and 23 minutes, and the attendance 4,901. With the win, the Red Ears are now 59-52 on the season. Oklahoma City falls to 72-37. Game 4 of this 6-game series is tomorrow night at 7.05 p.m. Kyle Hart, just off the paternity list, will make the start for the Red Ears. He'll be opposed by Gavin Stone for Oklahoma City. We'll start our pregame show at 6.55. Red Ears win it 4-3. Stick around. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard next.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Red Ears win 4-3 over Oklahoma City. Let's check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard. No Mariners game today, an off day. They've got Baltimore coming in tomorrow. The Mariners have won 7 in a row, and they're going to try to keep the streak going with the Orioles coming in. The Orioles, though, are really good. They played today at home, a day game, and beat the Astros, which actually helped the Mariners. They beat Houston 5-4 as Adley Rutschman and Ryan Mountcastle each hit home runs. Baltimore is going to come into Seattle with a record of 71 wins and 44 losses. This is a really good team, so it's going to put the Mariners' win streak to the test, that's for sure, when that series starts tomorrow. Other AL games, Cleveland beat Toronto 4-3 as Noah Syndergaard pitched 5 2/3 and allowed just 1 run and got the win for the Guardians. That helped the Mariners, too. Toronto losing. Toronto has the last wild card spot right now. The Mariners are just 1.5 games behind them. Detroit shut out Minnesota 3-0 for the Tigers' third straight win. Riley Green snapped a scoreless tie with a homer in the sixth inning. The young Tiger having a big season. And Boston shut out Kansas City 2-0. Former Rainier and Mariner James Paxton with 5 1/3 scoreless innings for the Red Sox, and the bullpen helped finish off a shutout. One interleague game today, St. Louis beat Tampa 5-2. Matthew Liberatore with 8 scoreless innings for St. Louis against Tampa. He ends up getting the win. And 3 National League games were played today. The Pirates beat the Braves 7-5 as Key Brian Hayes hit a triple and drove in 3 runs, and Leo Verpagero drove in a pair. The Phillies knock off Washington 6-2. 6 runs scored on 3 2-run homers. Trey Turner, Nick Castellanos, and JT Realmuto, each with 2-run homers for the Phillies. And the late game tonight, the Dodgers hold off the Rockies 2-1 at Dodger Stadium. Clayton Kershaw came off the IL, went 5 innings and allowed just 1 run. And Max Muncy hit his 28th home run of the year for L.A. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard for today. Here in Tacoma, the Raiders defeat Oklahoma City 4-3. We'll be back with more after this.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
Tacoma Power customers, your vote is needed. Tell us which organization should win Tacoma Power's annual Evergreen Options $50,000 grant to help buy and install a renewable energy project. Grants are made possible by Tacoma Power's business and residential customers who voluntarily participate in Evergreen Options. Cast your vote now at mytpu.org. Voting remains open until 5 p.m. on Thursday, August 31st.
Raiders win. They beat Oklahoma City 4-3, the final score. The Raiders have won 6 in a row. They have won 12 of 14. And Tacoma has won the first 3 games of this series from Oklahoma City. And this was a big series because Oklahoma City is the best team in the league, hands down, in terms of wins and losses. And that's how we keep score in this sport. And the Raiders have beaten them 3 times in a row. The first one was a major slugfest, the day game on Tuesday. The Raiders won a 12-9, run scoring left and right. And Tacoma had a huge lead early in that game with a 7-run inning. Hung on and won it. Then last night's game, very different. The ball still flying out of the ballpark. The Raiders hit 4 homers, but they were all solo shots. And the Raiders hung on and beat Oklahoma City last night 6-4, getting some clutch pitching at the end from Steven Kolek. And then today's game, more of a true pitcher's game. Darren McCacken outstanding for the Raiders. Emmett Sheehan looked sharp at his AAA debut for Oklahoma City. The Raiders getting some terrific bullpen work from Eduard Bizzardo in his second game with the team. If what we saw today is going to continue, he's really going to help the Raiders, I'll tell you that. He struck out 4 over 2 innings, allowed just 1 base runner, a 2-out double that led to nothing, and retired 6 of the 7 batters he faced. He looked impressive. So Eduard Bizzardo actually gets the win. He deserved it, too, getting the win. And Riley O'Brien, the save, as the Raiders beat Oklahoma City 4-3. Other scores, Round Rock hammered Albuquerque 15-1. Ouch. El Paso also crushed Sugarland 12-3. Here's another lopsided game. Reno blasted Salt Lake 13-5. The only close game other than the Raiders is still going, and that's Vegas at home against Sacramento. Rivercats lead 6-5 going to the bottom of the ninth inning. They've got the lefty Eric Miller in to try to close it out. If that score holds, the Raiders will tie Las Vegas for the second half playoff spot, as there would actually be a 3-way tie if that score holds up in the second half standings between Tacoma, Las Vegas, and Oklahoma City. But Oklahoma City doesn't matter because they won the first half. So in the second half, they can't win the second half. The playoff opponent will be whoever finishes in second, if Oklahoma City does finish in first in the second half. But so they're basically a non-entity as far as the second half standings go. The Raiders would tie Las Vegas if Vegas loses tonight. Well, game 4 of this series is tomorrow at 7.05 p.m., and Kyle Hart will be on the mound for the Raiders. And Gavin Stone for Oklahoma City. Stone led all of minor league baseball in earned run average last year. This year hasn't been the same. 5-4 with a 5.36 ERA, although he has been pitching well recently. So we'll see what happens tomorrow night. Tomorrow night's game, 7:05. Friday night fireworks here at Cheney. It's going to be fun coming out if you can. If not, we'll have the broadcast for you right here. That'll do it for tonight's broadcast. Thanks a lot for tuning in. This is Mike Curto saying so long from Cheney Stadium. Once again, our final score, Tacoma Rainiers 4, Oklahoma City 3. Have a great rest of your night.